Previously on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Please shoot your bow at Kal-El.
Okay. 31.
That's a hit.
Minimum damage. Kal-El's only got one hit point. You knock Kal-El unconscious.
I will take you down.
Yeet!
I believe you, but first, you must suffer the touch of the vampire.
Oh, no.
The top of the round with Varg Kinbiter, dying 3, a DC 13 death save to make.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I rolled a 6.
No!
What's Varg's last thought?
I would have followed you to the end.
Do you loot the corpse now, or do you want to wait?
Obviously now, so I can swing the influencer.
Wow.
So we got to go back into the pump room.
We're just supposed to continue on without processing it.
And I'm now going to roll to hit against Darnayru. Natty 17.
Oh, that's not good.
And that is 19 damage.
Okay.
As Darnayru falls unconscious and is dying 1.
All right. I would like to do 3 action Horizon Thunder Sphere. 32. Is that
32
right?
32 damage to Parsis.
Nice.
Describe your kill.
What? Yeah!
The key can disarm. There are three keys for three devices. One for each member. You flood the tunnels. You flood Luton into the tunnels below.
My child, Luton, one of the water. May the tide and the tempest watch over you.
Well, we'll see what happens next week as the Shunfall 5 get to level 10.
Level 10.
Most of them.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And once again, we have to deal with the death of a character.
Wah, wah, wah. Who died?
I know. It was Varg. Vargalacious Definitious.
Oh.
Make the undead go crazy.
Vargalacious Def.
It's a difficult thing to, like, just get through. Character death.
Yeah.
It's never fun. Sometimes it's fun. If you can blaze a glory, it's fun. But the truth is, the loss of a character is always difficult, no matter how they go. And we have to, like, process it. It's like mourning a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little foible that I need to correct.
Foible?
Death and dying rules.
You let a foible in?
Yeah, I know.
Did you feed it after a minute?
I did feed it, and I shouldn't have. Man. Now there's 6 foibles. But... No, death and dying. We had an awesome Thunder Buddy on our Discord helped me get this correct. When you roll a death save, you're only supposed to go up 1 rank in the death track. Unless you critically succeed, then you go up by 2. So when Varg was dying 2, mm-hmm. rolled a 12 exactly to save, I said he became unconscious, lost a dying condition. That was wrong. Should have went to dying 1.
Because you're not rolling to stabilize, you're rolling to decrease your death condition.
That's
or dying
right.
condition.
Exactly. Mm. So the good news is
Varg is alive.
No.
Varg is extra dead.
The good news for the track of accuracy was that I gave him the wounded condition, and then the very next action he took got him back down to dying 2, which is exactly what would have happened had he been hit when he was dying 1. He would have went to dying 2. So in the end, nothing changes, but it is important to get those rules correct, just in case.
Who are we giving credit to on that one?
Oh, I can...
I bet it's Alex.
No, it wasn't Alex.
I bet it's Javier.
I bet it's Jinglebort.
It was Jinglebort.
No. He doesn't have internet connection right now.
I don't know who, but I feel like I should know their name.
It's not Jinglebort, I'll tell you that.
No, it's Jingleport.
Stop saying jingle jokes.
That's right.
Oh, Christmas is in the air. Is that
Christmas
what it is?
Time.
Mariah Carey defrosted.
Yeah.
She's setting up.
Put her
the
back
roadies are out.
All I want for Christmas is you is a death march.
My daughter started listening to that song in October.
Oh, no.
Get out of here with that.
I don't actually like that song. Sorry, Christmas people. I don't actually like that song.
Oh, no one does.
There's a lot. Every department store loves that song.
I hate that freaking song. I was working at Old Navy, and I was like, hey, can we change this?
I also don't love Last Christmas. Those two songs? I know they're like... Those two?
That's bad.
Send them
so
back.
So bad.
Send them back. I refuse.
You know what? Let's just get to January, bro. Let's just call it.
Whoa. Let's slow down a little bit.
Let's just call it.
Nah, I want to live it.
Some of us are turning 45 next month, guys.
Yeah.
Two of us are.
Two of you are.
Whoa. 45. Oh,
surprise, surprise. Not me.
It's a lot.
I'm not one of those.
My prostate already hurts. Just thinking about it.
Oh.
Good job, all of our Thunder Buddies, for having that that accuracy. I love that. I love that our Thunder Buddies are out there and able to chat with us on Discord and get those immediate corrections so that by the next time I record an episode, I can get it right.
It's pretty rad.
Yeah. But that's not where we're at. We're sitting in the... Do you guys have any other weird nonsense you want to talk about first before we...
Are you kidding me? Wow. I've seen y'all in a
that's
month.
That's a real...
Oh, my beer.
You should not have asked
What are you
that.
Talking about?
I tried to get it all out before we recorded, but no.
Now I'm all caffeinated. It's on, bro.
Oh, man.
So we're in the Bullet and Barrel Saloon. And you guys are...
Phoebe's got a great,
sitting
music
around,
on.
Yeah, sitting around the table discussing the three of you, Kairos, Darnayru, and Luton.
Dang, son.
Trying to figure out where to go from here. In our last episode, there was some discussion about, well, what do we do? Do we try to get him resurrected? Do we... turn him into a clockwork evil monster.
Still think we should do that.
What's the deal? And so I'll turn it over to you as characters to discuss what you think your next step should be.
Dude, if he came out looking like the Borg,
Varg
the Borg.
See?
Like Borg the Borg.
With like Borg? 7 of 9 Borg? Or like Locutus the Borg? Borg.
Not 7 of 9. No. Like a legit Borg.
You want full Locutus. Yes. You're never supposed to go full Locutus.
Nobody goes full Locutus.
You never go full foible.
Let's make sure I use that. While you guys talk, I'll make sure I use that word right.
Well, this is kind of weird to discuss amongst characters because obviously Jordan gets a say in whether he wants to be resurrected, right?
No, he doesn't.
How do we...
Well, we do
have to roll for
we
it.
Make a decision, you know.
We do have the ritual still. Call spirit.
Look at Greg coming with the ideas.
I'd love to take credit for that, but I can't. But we could talk to him maybe first instead of just going straight to resurrecting him. And resurrecting him is really expensive. Trying to call him and talk to him. Last time we tried this, we failed.
Yeah, we failed.
With,
we could try
Balnor. But it only costs 50 gold.
Okay, that's
materials.
A great idea.
I don't know.
And we got to roll some sweet checks, though. And that's up to Kairos and Darnayru, I think. Yeah.
What's the check?
They're occultism checks.
Oh, okay.
And religion checks.
What are the other options?
Occultism or religion?
That's I think
no. What are the other options in
to
calling
talk to
him?
This is the only one I know of.
Okay. All right.
That's it. That's the ritual that anyone would use.
Okay. I have
to talk to the dead.
I can reread it. And so it says you tear the veil to the afterlife and call a spirit from its final resting place. You must call the spirit by name. And you must provide a connection to the spirit, such as a possession, a garment, or a piece of its corpse, or kinfluencer. Spirit unwilling to heed your call can attempt a will save, which, I mean, maybe he would heed it, but on a critical success, a trickster spirit impersonates the spirit you meant to call.
Whoa. Would that be something?
On a critical success?
Yeah, if they're trying not to. If we call out to him, he's like, I don't want to be called.
Gotcha.
Because you could call something that doesn't want to talk to you.
Right.
You know, like you could try to talk to...
Who's the first boss? I always forget his name. The first
Shoma Lyserius.
Lyserius. We try to call him. He's like, I don't want nothing to do with those guys.
He tries to pass a will save on you guys, and instead you summon some demon.
Right.
That's no good.
It's not an exact pseudoscience.
No demon summoning in my bar.
So, yeah. So the call spirit lasts for 10 minutes. It takes an hour to cast, and then the duration is 10 minutes, which in the duration of 10 minutes, we can ask a question every minute.
Okay, well...
And so it's an option. If we get a critical success on our calling of the spirit is particularly cooperative. And even if it has strong reasons to deceive you, it takes a -2 to deceive you. Success instead of a critical success is just to call the spirit, or you can fail. A critical failure, and this is what we really don't want, is one or more evil spirits appear and attack.
Well, that's gangster.
So rando encounter.
Roll for initiative in the bar.
Basically.
All right, let's do it. I guess I'm outvoted here because I don't know what else there is to do.
The alternative.
Okay.
The resurrect ritual.
Okay.
Too, just so you guys know. Or I guess it's not alternative. It's just further information. The resurrect ritual in the player core rulebook says you attempt to call forth the target's soul and return it to its body. This requires the target's body to be present and relatively intact. The target must have died within the past year. If Pharasma has decided that the target's time has come, or the target doesn't wish to return, this ritual automatically fails. But you discover this after the successful religion check, and can end the ritual without paying the cost. It takes 1 day, and costs several gemstones worth 750 gold pieces. So
we don't have a day.
That is the thing.
I think that's the biggest problem, is we don't have a day.
And to put things back on the timeline for you guys, we'll say you haven't rested yet. You just got back from the tin-wound Hydro Forge. Tomorrow morning, your plan is to leave for Martell because the riverboat, known as the Gearsmoke, will be at a location, which I know the name of, I swear.
Martell?
No, in Martell. You were given a...
Martold.
The bridge house. You were Martold.
We were Martold. Yeah.
Very nice.
I like that.
There's a location called the bridge house, which is where you would meet up with the Gearsmoke to dock and board the thing. Okay. Otherwise, it's traveling down the Ustrati River, which has cliffs on both sides and is not easily accessible. Or you can come up with some other alternative, but that's what's on the table public knowledge-wise. Okay? So, if that's supposed to happen tomorrow, right, you don't have 24 hours to dedicate to this unless something happens. And then from that point, you will have two more nights, in order, and then on that third day, they reach the screw. And Lovelace's plan is to detonate the Pyronite and destroy the screw, thereby opening up the Ustrati River.
No more bottleneck at Alkenstar.
Right.
Boom, boom. Bang, bang, pow, pow.
What else?
Is that enough?
Don't worry, I'm going to cut all that.
Don't cut it. It's a famous saying.
Well, when I say that, I never cut it.
I know.
Okay,
good. It's the best. My kids. So we got some checks to roll to talk to him, see. That's our preliminary.
That's your first step?
I'm down to do that. I think we should do that.
I mean, is any of this valuable? Because we don't have time. Brittany, what do you think?
I think it's worth to try to talk to Varg.
It's like we're all sitting around a campfire.
Yeah.
Just a little quick little ritual.
It's crying. Yeah, we're crying. But at least we can reach out and see, I don't know, if he wants to come back even.
If you're doing Call Spirit, your primary check must be somebody who is an expert in either occultism or religion.
Yeah.
Do either of you have expert?
I am an expert in occultism.
Okay, so Darnayru would be our primary checker. The secondary check can be any person who has either occultism or religion at any training level.
I have religion.
I also have religion.
What's yours?
Plus 16.
Oh.
Then she overtook your...
She did.
Religiousness.
Own it. My piety.
It's religiosity.
Yeah. Religiosity.
Yep.
The like DC is too lower if you have met that person in real life, which is good.
Oh, nice.
We met that guy.
All right. It's a relatively easy ritual to cast this.
Scoff.
We screwed it up last time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
That's what I'm saying. Scoff.
It's a DC 25, Greg.
And I can aid?
No, you're doing the second check. There is no second aid. Check.
And we add them together. That's how it goes.
No, you both have to pass a DC 25 check.
Easy. Let's go.
All right. Starting with the occultism
roll. I feel like this should be a secret check.
Oh, you
it's
think
supposed
so?
To be a secret check.
What does that mean? Like you cover it up?
You can do it.
Yeah, as in like I roll it.
And I don't then, like that.
I know none of you like that, do you?
No. Nope.
I don't care at all. You roll high all the time.
We're definitely doing it.
Not when it's in our favor.
I'm a plus 18.
I see that.
Yeah, but do you see that?
I do. I see it.
We'll know if we screwed it up if two spirits pop out, because then we got to fight them.
My name's Varg.
Or one that looks like Varg, only it's really handsome.
That's not the real Varg. Hey. Varg was a handsome boy.
He's a Kolo.
So where do you guys want to carry out this?
Next to Balnor's tree.
So you guys go outside to the memorial area in the backyard.
Darnayru puts his hand on Balnor tree.
Where do you touch him?
In the armpit.
Nice.
And a little tickle with the fingernail.
The leaves of the tree gently blow in the breeze.
It's nice. Me some Balnor.
What does it look like? What do you set up? Like, how do you prepare the area? That's don't just say per the spell text, because it doesn't specify.
Kairos uses a spell to gather all the leaves and place them in a nice circle around the trunk of the tree.
Oh, okay. A little campground landscaping. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I always like to take moss and put it around the feet of the picnic table.
Makes it look like it's growing out of the ground?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
So weird, bro.
I like to put rocks and stuff.
You do need candles and incense in order to pull off this.
Yeah, that's part of the 50 gold that we have to spend.
50 gold pieces worth
we
of
to go
candles
shopping.
And incense.
They smell amazing.
What can I get ya?
There it is. The crate barrel.
You walk that's into Rika's reagents.
No. Ah, we've got everything for resurrection. I'm talking to the dead.
I think the dead can hear you.
Rika needs Ritalin.
Oh, that's a band name, I call it.
Rika needs Ritalin. I'm going to see that.
That's such a great band name.
Who are they opening for?
No, they are the headliner. They don't open for anybody.
They gotta start low. They gotta open and then they gotta
Dead Cab's opening for them.
Oh, there we go. Makes a lot of sense.
I mean, opening for them?
Yeah.
No. No, bro.
I said it.
No.
So you get some candles and incense worth 50 gold pieces from Rika.
Come again, but not for that.
Yeah, we place them in the center and light them and gather around.
Is that problematic for Tengu players? I'm sorry out there, Thunder Buddies, if you're a Tengu main.
They have to talk like that. That is now canon.
It better be.
It sounds... I want to hear those recordings.
Send me, they're going to be like Sparrow type.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine an entire...
pigeon?
An entire squad of Tengu all talking like that?
The Tengu warriors!
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yes!
A Tengu is a crow person.
Yeah.
They're like
Varg
is from Pathfinder. Varg is a hyena person. There's crow people and monkey people.
Yeah.
They're called Tengu?
Tengu.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're delicious.
If cooked properly.
This time of year.
Tastes like chicken.
Bok bok.
A little gamey for my tastes. Some Tengu thighs.
Gotta clean it
well. Depends on their diet.
That's a free range Tengu.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, no stress. I need to be happy, relaxed.
Yeah. Nice and lean.
Yeah, I think Dart and Iru would probably just get comfy like a cat does, but perch down.
You know? So you just don't stop.
Ridiculous.
Needing
Are you
leaves.
Making biscuits?
I'm making some biscuits.
Doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Just knead a little bit. Yeah. Starts kneading.
It a little bit.
You said you brought some moss, so I'll just say it.
Yes. Stop. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's just nice. Drooling all over the place.
I'm drooling right now, laughing so hard. Who's petting Darn Iron? Who's petting Kal-El? This is not part of the ritual.
They're both making biscuits.
You guys haven't set up the candles yet? No. So you set up everything.
We set it all up.
We're having a great time today, everybody. It's not like anything serious happened or is about to happen.
You know, you laugh in the face of sorrow.
Yeah.
Levity.
I just made that up. Sound pretty deep, though.
So what does this occultism check look like, Darn Iru?
That's a great question. It just told me to roll one, so...
No, I've already rolled for you.
Yes.
What do you do?
Oh, you did it.
Oh, I did it. Yeah,
I'm
done.
He's secret rolling them, so...
But he did it, and you passed.
No, we don't know.
Did he? Oh.
He's just telling me, what do you do?
Flavor it up.
I hold two of the candles. Listen, I'm not into culty crap.
I mean, you are.
Are you the expert in the
No, it means
it's
like
my
real
first
life.
Day.
Come on. Darn Iru Constantine.
I got high marks in my class, but I've never actually done it.
I did it. Since we have like a ton of like candles around, I'm grabbing a couple of them, and I'm drawing symbols on the ground with the wax.
As you purr.
I wish you could see what I'm doing right now.
He's holding his hands out like he's stirring two giant cauldrons.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Two giant cauldrons full of wax.
What do the symbols on the ground look like?
They look like...
The king is grounded.
Because my history is... The lost history of the Amaran, Greg has decided canonically, is the Khajiit from Skyrim. I'm doing Khajiit alphabet letters.
Oh.
Yeah.
So something interesting happens when you do that. You think you're doing Khajiit alphabet letters.
Oh. But I know the alphabet.
But what happens is your arms, without you even knowing, trace out the shape of a butterfly on the ground in wax.
Whoa.
Butterfly, okay.
Like and as you finish effect. This butterfly, it starts to glow. And you see a shaft of light, not like a spotlighter. Anything that shoots up into the sky, just
a
local shaft of light, like a campfire, but without any flame. And then that light starts to split, and it gives the appearance of a gateway.
What?
Now, Luton,
poke your head in there.
Yes, what happens?
Hey,
guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
Excuse me.
Boneyard.
That's right. really nice in here.
What does your religion check look like?
Oh, I didn't know I was rolling one.
No, I already rolled it for you. I did roll it. Just tell me what you do.
Luton pulls energy from the surrounding one tree and the ground, all the elements that she can channel. And she connects to her affection for Varg and is like visualizing him as he's alive. And she's trying to channel a connection.
Storm clouds begin to form over the area as Luton channels the power of Gozray into her thoughts and into her feelings. But Luton's connection is more to the waves than it is the wind. And this wind kicks up, starts to become very menacing. Thunder crashes. Lightning strikes the area. And a lightning bolt from the heavens hits that gate directly. I got chills. Chills, bro.
He's like, you want another one?
The energy that is forming this gate shatters into 1,000 pieces and just starts to dissipate. Where Darnayru passed the check by 2.
Oh, no.
Luton failed it by 2.
Aww.
And the gate slams shut.
Dang.
You guys are frustrated. And you turn and you look at Kairos for some sort of comfort. And his eyes are rolled back in his head and he's locked in a trance.
Should keep going a little longer.
It's to be louder than that, but that's okay. Usually trances are quiet, but no, in this case, maybe it's like a mini possession. I don't know.
It's a possession by a really small ghost.
Yeah. And Darnayru, Luton, do you try to do anything here, or do you just watch?
I just watch.
Strokes out over here.
I mean,
because he starts levitating off the ground.
Oh,
if he's doing some Stranger Things stuff, I'm not touching him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna watch.
So you watch.
11. Yeah.
And Kairos' body starts shaking. And
can I roll a check to see if I recognize what's happening right now?
Yeah. Roll an Arcana check.
Oh, that's a strong one for me, not...
Oh, roll an occultism check, then. Since I never let him roll it, go ahead. Roll an occultism for me.
Okay.
Keep that same roll.
22.
Okay.
Terrible.
You're not sure what's happening here. Something mystical has gripped your traveling partner. As you guys are stunned by this, unsure of how to move forward, what's happening to Kairos is very unique. Kairos, your character is thrown into a dark room. You can't see anything. There's like a soft spotlight on you. You move around, run around, try to escape, and the spotlight just sort of follows you. And you're in this void. And then you hear the voice of your father.
Kairos, my son! My son, you must give up this quest. You must return home. Your family is dying. Your mother is dying.
Father, is that you? What do you mean, mother is dying? What do you say?
And the voice fades as quickly as it came on. But you're not sure if you recognized it as your father. Roll a perception check.
What? Rolling perception. Don't screw this up. I want to know.
I got a 90-19.
What?
Okay.
I was like a 34.
Okay. That was definitely not your father's voice.
Oh. No.
Deception.
But it knows details about you, obviously. It referenced your mother. It referenced your family. It referenced your quest.
Spoopy.
It knows who you are. And you are overcome with this sense of dread. This is what's happening to Kairos. So I'm just going to put that right there on you.
Bro, you need to roll a dex. Who knows who you are?
So Kairos is very troubled and...
Snap out of the trance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snap out of trance.
Oh, buddy, are you okay? You got a little distant there for a minute.
Something is wrong. Something's wrong. Someone's playing with my mind.
I promise it wasn't me.
This is no laughing matter.
I'm serious.
I must return home. Immediately.
What did you see? What did you hear? What happened?
Some form, some spirit impersonated father said mother is in danger, that my family is dying. It wasn't him. It was an imposter.
Do you think he might have been lying to get you to go home and not finish our task?
No matter their motive, I can do nothing here. I can make no amends in this quest, if something should happen to my family, I must depart. Shemphala.
What?
What?
We cannot complete this quest without you. You must stay and finish.
I'm sorry. I will not be able to give you my all while my family is at risk. The hills of Magenbaya talk about a tribe, an evil tribe, that one day would come and I must return home.
How do we talk you out of this?
Roll high.
Yeah.
Raw high. And now do you want to do intimidation or diplomacy?
Oh, 100% diplomacy, because I love my bro. So I'm going to be as diplomatic and sweet as possible. And roll a
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're trying to be cute.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pulling out the eyeballs.
All right. You get a plus 10 to this.
Yes. Full puss in boots mode.
Yeah.
But it's to help you, like, I'm being diplomatic and trying to help you see reason that if you were impersonated to, that they probably aren't telling you the truth about the state of your family. Your family is probably fine. If this is a person, if you're someone lying, what they're trying to do is stop you from doing what we're trying to do, which is very important. So that's my argument.
Okay.
That's what I'm rolling for.
Please roll good. That's not very good.
7 plus 16,
23. Listen. I appreciate your friendship and brotherhood. But no matter if the voice is honest or true, something in my spirit says something grave is wrong. And Shisk, inside is our truth. And inside where my truth hides, something is wrong. Peril is afoot.
Or a quill in this.
A quill, yeah.
Something.
That's not the time.
Yes. I'm sorry. I must go.
Luton, there must be something you can say to convince him.
You would abandon us in our time of need?
There you go.
Straight up shame and man. Guilt.
I am shocked.
I thought we were family.
Means family.
She cries.
Oh.
Little blue tears
everywhere.
Oh.
And Kal-El growls angrily. How dare you?
Your display is both honorable and frustrating. Honorable because I know that you care and that I found family here. But frustrating in that you don't understand what's at stake here. Friends, I wish you well. I must go.
Wait, so what happens here? Wow. What are you talking about?
Kairos is going to go back to Magenbaya. He's
right now?
Like right now.
Right now.
Like he's like calls an Uber and just dips?
And in the morning.
Well, he's about to go away to the side.
Irish Uber?
And cast his own spell, and he'll like...
Whoa.
He'll like... What's the guy from He-Man? Orko.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll Orko out.
And he just teleports.
He's got to go.
Wow.
Where's his teleport spell in every battle we've ever been in?
So it's the spell is called Take My Ball and Go Home. Yeah. And it's a Shisk, you know.
He ordered it from Amazon and ancestry spell.
Is this like an instant thing then? Because it sounds like you're just like, I'm see you later. Yeah, like forever.
No, yeah, he's gotta go.
Oh my gosh, where's the spray bottle?
That only works on you.
Yeah.
That's my only reference. My only
Carlos just takes out a handkerchief and wipes it off his face and just And he says,
chill, bro.
You got some, like, secret character we don't know about to be able to get through the end of this book?
Oh, maybe this is Duval's last session.
Oh shut up.
No. Don't you do that to me.
Well, we've gone completely off the rails.
Shemphala 2.
Three.
Oh, three. That's right. Kal-El's still around. Shemphala 3.
So Kairos goes really close to where Varg's tree is, like behind it a bit, and he turns around to both Darnayru and Kal-El and Luton and says,
farewell, Shemphala. You've taught me so much about friendship and trust, and I hope that your friendship and trust will spirit me as I travel home.
While you're saying that.
That was incredible.
That was great. Darn Iru would have turned around in you, the middle of that statement. He would have just turned around and literally turned his back. Like, and as much as he's like not that way, he would have turned around and give you his back.
Dang.
Wow.
Dang. Bitter in the end, huh?
Because in my head, I'm like, taught you what about friendship? Oh. You didn't learn nothing. Yeah. And so I just returned.
The hypocrisy. Yo, hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Also, he's, you know, he's a pretty loyal guy. So
yeah,
you got to die to be out of his friend group.
Wow.
Well, Kairos is gone.
Darn Iru.
What did we do?
We came in this alone together.
That's true.
Facts.
And we have to continue on.
I see no other way other than to continue.
We must continue on. If it was my family and I was certain of impending doom, I might do the same thing.
Oh, now we know how to get Luton out of the campaign.
All 400 of her siblings has to be in trouble.
She's hurt, but she understands. Doesn't have that family connection, so doesn't...
I have tons of family connection, but I also want some, like, reasonable threat for me to ever have to, like, say, I'm going to stop. What's really important right in front of us is, like, a ton of people are going to be wiped out, and this is going to cause so much problems all throughout... Not just Alkenstar, but it's going to spill out into, I think, a lot of places if this continues to go forward and Levelous gets her way.
The Shists are super loyal to each other, and they've been in this enclave in the Mwangi. They've been, like, taking care of themselves. So, you know, his loyalty first is to family and to his clan, so he's got to get home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he thinks not only is this not going to affect them, but you guys, maybe he trusts you enough.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have it handled?
Well, he does. I don't know him, but yeah.
Duval doesn't trust Greg and Brittany, but Kairos trusts Darn Iru and Luton.
I'm not leaving the show. I'm going to stay on as a producer.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So,
just making quips in the background.
So yeah.
Ticka, ticka.
Oh, he's going to be that annoying guy in the radio show who just laughs obnoxiously. I hate those shows.
What was the show where the guy was sitting behind backstage just through the window? Wasn't the Tom Green show or something?
Every
crazy,
radio show
Tom
ever.
Tom Green.
But it looks like it was a real talk show on TV, and he was just standing in the back through the window.
He was a producer.
Drinking. Yeah, I think he was a producer.
Yeah, I mean, that was Jubal at one point in time. Now he has his own radio show.
That's the worst.
See, I don't even know who that is.
Getting too big for your britches.
A little local radio action.
Oh,
you know.
When's the last time you listened to the radio?
Never.
What's
streaming music, my guys?
The year was 1850.
The railroad hadn't quite reached my town yet. It'd be another 25 years before it did.
The Pacific Railroad ran out of funding.
The Pacific Union.
Bye, Kairos.
Bye, Kairos.
Wow.
Rip?
Oh,
what the
gosh.
Heck? I don't understand this. I mean...
I don't get it either. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
All right. Be a good GM. Tell myself.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
I suppose I will turn it back to the two of you who have half the power, no plan. What do you want to do?
Pull out my cell phone and call the Pathfinder Society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a couple weeks to get a response from them.
Yeah.
We need two level 10 adventurers. Sorry.
I don't know. We...
We failed to contact Bark.
Correct.
And now we've... also lost Kairos.
So we're down to party members.
Luton casts two protector trees.
Oh, she's signifying your death. That's how much she hates what you just did.
He's not dead.
And you shape them?
To me.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
He's a mama's boy.
One of them's all beautiful. This large, like, Vark tree, right? And then Kairos is just this like shriveled
brown
tree. Dumb Kairos is scratching it.
It's spelled wrong.
Christmas time is here.
Oh man.
It's just a bow, because that was the coolest thing about him. That was the only thing she liked about him.
Yeah. It's just laying in the backyard.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's all you do is you signify his impact on you guys instead of his body.
That was the intent.
Yeah.
We've lost three members now.
Shum follows Grove, grows.
Wow. Well, I might ask Phoebe.
What happened up there?
We're falling apart.
Oh, this is crap.
This is crap. I agree.
You're tearing me apart, Phoebe.
Well, someone give me a glass of leche. Would you have any suggestions on anyone who could help us do this giant task? We're supposed to leave in the morning.
I
wish I could help you, Donner. I don't know what to do.
Grab your shotgun. Let's go.
I'm not mounting up. No one wants to hear that.
Oh, everyone
wants to hear that. I think everyone wants to hear that.
What are your plans? What are you thinking?
Gather a gang. Gather
a posse?
A posse.
Yes.
We have allies in the city.
I think we need to reach out to every ally we have in the city and tell them about the impending doom that is headed this way.
Tomorrow morning?
Yes, we need to send out messengers now, tonight.
Well, what happens if you don't make it on board the you're smoking time?
We will make sure we make it on there.
Yes.
But you need to make sure you tell the entire city to get all of our powder keg punks and what was the new name of them?
Oh yeah, what was it? The green leaf something.
Weren't they the Shumfollow punks?
The Shumfollow punks.
Shumfollow punks.
The Shumfollow punks need to be Hooty Hood. Yes.
Yeah.
And we need to call all of the shield marshals that are not under the corrupt control of Lovelace. We need to call people from Cloud Reaver Keep to start heading this way. Everyone needs to come to Alkenstar and cut off this ship on the way.
I'll put out some feelers, but are you sure it's wise to advertise that you've lost some of your power as the most feared gang in the city?
We're not saying
we lost power. We're just calling the Hooty Hoo. We're calling everyone to
all hands on deck
style. Yes, exactly.
Everyone needs to be Hooty Hooed. That's perfect.
That is a verb, right?
Yeah. Round them up.
I'll do it because you've asked me so nicely.
Thank you.
But don't I think it's a good idea
to show
such weakness?
We are going to lose Alkenstar if we don't do it.
You have a point there. All right.
Do you like your bar? Yeah. Do you like the Bullet and Barrel Saloon?
Oh, nothing's going to happen to the Bullet and Barrel Saloon.
Famous last words.
Mm-hmm. Been around for 100 years.
Yeah.
But I understand. We're trying to stop Pyronite, yeah? Can't very well do that without Shumfollow 5. So, I'll put on a good word.
We need two more Shumfollows then.
Phoebe departs and leaves the saloon altogether to try and start spreading the news. He's leaving today.
Oh my gosh.
Gonna be a part of it.
What are the two of you gonna do?
It's still the evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to rest.
We have to rest.
Okay.
And level up.
Yeah, level up alone. Yuck.
Level up alone?
I guess.
You go to bed and
snarf.
Maybe you don't get that good of sleep.
Yeah.
And Luton, in the middle of the night, you're restless. Kal-El's restless. You guys are awake. He's pacing the room and you're like, I just let you out. And something is unsettling and you start to feel pulled to the river.
Oh.
You start to feel a sense of urgency to get you out of bed and you head to the Screw Overlook.
Okay.
Which is only a few blocks away from the Bullet and Barrel Saloon. You see the Glutted Golem there. That's the bar where you met the two-headed ogre.
Yeah.
And you look across the Eustrati River at the tin-wound Hydroforge where you lost your companion and sits there smoking. Power is still fluctuating wildly in the city. Brownouts continue as the repairs to the tin-wound Hydroforge went unanswered.
Kairos' fault.
Well, there are also engineers at all to maintain the thing. You see above the Tinwan Hydroforge, on the opposite side of the river, is the palace, the great castle that used to be a factory that forms the skyline of Alkenstar from a distance.
That's in the capital district?
It's across the river from the Screw Overlook is where the capital district is. So if the Screw Overlook is here,
okay,
which is right next to the Glutted Golem on the smoke side, which is the west side of the city, of the river, on the east side across the river directly is the capital.
Okay.
And you realize that if a Pyronite explosion were to go off at the Tinwound Hydroforge, detonating and destroying the Screw and and Alkin Falls, it would probably also collapse the capital building right down into the river. So, Luton, you take this in, and the skies are clear. There's a lot of bright starlight because there's not as much light pollution coming from the city. And you've got your two staves with you. Right? Just in case there's danger. You got your staff of water and your staff of healing. And as you sit there and you're communing, trying to rest and generate your energy for the day, the coming day, the two staves that are in your possession begin to vibrate. And remember, they were gifts from Ustrasila.
That's right.
One of them was, right? The staff of water was. The staff of healing you guys found in the Was it the Vault of Secrets? There was somewhere where you guys earned this Staff of Healing. I can't remember
somewhere
exactly
around
right
there.
Off the top of my head. But it was a located item of great and intense magical power.
Mm-hmm.
You feel them both start to vibrate. And then they start to get hot. Do you hold on to them or do you cast them down?
Oh, she casts them down.
All right. So you throw them down on the dock of the Screw Overlook as they become too hot to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Too cold to hold.
They call a bust.
You almost had it.
All the Ghostbusters are in control.
Yeah. Sorry, I just saw Frozen Kingdom on an airplane flight recently. It was a great movie.
It's not a great movie.
The two staves rise up into the air in front of you and begin to glow white hot.
Whoa.
And they start circling each other, rotating around. And this band of energy appears between them like a helix. And they start to warp and twist and wrap around each other, much like a DNA sequence helix, right? You hear a voice on the waves.
You must focus, child. You must overcome this setback. You must choose a path.
You have two paths in front of you with these two opposing pieces of magic. One of them to harm, and one of them to mend.
Hmm.
Which path do you choose?
Well, since Kairos has abandoned us.
Holler.
He just throws the deuces up.
She feels compelled to mend.
Without even saying it, you just put this feeling out there that you want to make whole. The staffs wind and twist and then begin to join together, and the wood cracks and creaks, and you can see this twin twisted shape of wood form out in front of you as your staff of healing becomes a greater staff of healing.
OMG.
And your staff of water is destroyed.
Wow. That's like that.
I mean, you can still cast all the waters.
Yeah, true.
That stick you got there?
That's a good stick.
That's a good stick.
This is a level 5 spell casting staff, which is capable of level 5 heal spells.
Whoa.
It also has a spell called Breath of Life.
Yeah, Breath of Life.
Yeah.
You can do that?
That's on that staff.
Nice.
Excellent.
Along with the Stabilize cantrip, which should definitely be used in the future should the need arise. We'll talk about that another day. That is there.
Look, you lose a friend, you gain a wand. Look at that.
And,
oh my gosh.
Life just balances itself out.
Wow.
In addition, it has the ability to cleanse afflictions. Poisons, ooh, paralysis, and even
curses.
Yeah.
Curses.
Get rid of that -2, baby.
So that happens. And when that happens, the feeling of unsettledness that you had that had come over you fades. You are now suddenly extremely exhausted as you invest your magical energy into this staff. Are you going to dedicate a spell slot to it in order to give it more charges?
Yes.
Okay. Is that going to be a sorcerer spell or a druid spell?
Druid.
Druid spell. Okay. So you're going to take away some of your 5th level druid casting ability. Okay.
Was that the right choice? The healing wand, right? What would have happened if I chose
I think you're great either way.
Harm.
You would have gotten a greater staff of water instead.
I mean, you already got lots of water attack spells.
Yeah.
Now we have more healing in the... I think it was a good decision.
Well, especially now that we're down some friends.
Unless all of a sudden Jordan's new character is like full on cleric. And it's like, maybe that wasn't as necessary.
We'll see.
You have chosen poorly.
Give me that staff.
Man, I want to watch that movie now.
You guys wake up in the morning and Luton and Darnayru are level 10. So,
wow. Yes, we are.
Would love to hear about your level 10 changes to your characters, Darnayru.
Basically, I became Thanos, and I got the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, is that right?
No, that's just the dreams I was having last night.
Let me audit this character real quick.
Yeah. The thing that I'm most excited about that I want to talk about, because honestly, level 10 wasn't huge for Darnayru. I did get a new spell called Shadow Blast.
Ooh.
Which is pretty cool.
Because you can take more psychic spells.
Because it's psychics are in the occult field, yeah. I can take occult spells.
Right.
So you shape the shadow substance of the netherworld into a blast. I get to choose an energy type. or a damage type, acid, bludgeoning, cold, electricity, all of them, basically, and choose a 30-foot cone, a 15-foot burst within 120 feet, or a 50-foot line.
Nice.
So I can choose the damage type and the way it is used, and the blast deals 6d8 damage of the type that I chose.
6d8.
6d8. Okay. Yeah. So it's obviously a high-level spell, but it's pretty cool. And then you just roll a basic save against it.
Basic reflex?
A basic reflex or a basic will, depending on your the target's choice.
Like if you do mental energy. Oh, you choose? No,
it's literally the target's choice. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Oh, interesting.
I've never seen a spell like that. But yeah, so it's the target's choice of a reflex or a will. And it doesn't say based on the type of how I attack.
I can dodge it or disbelieve it.
Yeah, which okay. is pretty cool. So that's the main spell that I got. And then the thing I'm most excited about, though, is I got precise debilitations. So when I make a successful strike against an off-guard creature, I get to add in a debilitation, right? And oftentimes I was choosing to make them enfeebled one.
Yeah.
Well, I have two more options now. So it used to be enfeebled one or a 10-foot speed penalty. Those are the two options I got. I got two more options. Now I can say that the target takes an additional 2d6 precision damage from your attack.
Oh my gosh. It's going to take you 20 minutes to roll each attack.
Exactly. Or I can say the target becomes flat-footed.
Oh.
And I don't know
just
how...
Just to you?
It doesn't... So I'm going to read about that. Often I'll be choosing the extra damage, but I'll have to keep reading about what the duration of that flat-footed is. But it doesn't say to me. It just says becomes flat-footed.
If it doesn't say to you, then it lasts until the beginning of... No, it lasts until the end of your next turn.
The end of my next turn.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Off-guard to everybody.
Yeah.
Until the end of your next turn.
Yes, definitely off-guard to everyone. And that's awesome.
Kairos would have loved that.
Yeah, so would Varg. Would have dug the heck out of that, right? Because you don't have to flank, and they're still off-guard.
But what's cool is that's like perpetual off-guardness, even if I didn't get to tumble through them. And on that note, with this level up, I did buy a pair of boots.
Oh.
The Daredevil boots.
Okay, tell us about those.
Are you Noob Goofin?
I'm Noob Goof.
Oh,
Goofin my new boots. Yeah, and they are white and look like white cowboy boots.
They're white cowboy boots?
Yeah. These brightly colored, white, bright white. That's what I'm saying.
Super
soft. Soft-soled boots motivate you to perform risky stunts and grant you the agility to succeed. The boots grant you a +2 item bonus to acrobatics checks and a +1 circumstance bonus. I want you to notice those are two different types of bonuses to checks to tumble through, which means I'm getting a +3 on top of my acrobatics to tumble through, which also includes tumbling behind. The other thing it says, the boots can grip solid surfaces to help you avoid a fall, allowing you to use the grab an edge reaction even if your hands aren't free.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. I treat falls as 10 feet shorter, which I already did. But if you have the cat fall feature, treat your proficiency rank in acrobatics as 1 degree better to determine the benefits of that feat.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
Moon boots.
They are moon boots.
Yeah, a little bit of moon boot action.
So
like those, like the moon boots from when we were kids that were the giant rubber bands. Do you remember those?
Moon boots in my phone all the time to see if I start getting ads for that.
Are you talking about like the cups?
They're trampoline shoes.
Yeah, they were trampoline shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cups.
They're the best.
We're not going to go down that road.
Okay. I want to pair those right now.
I know. Put them on me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That's kind of the cool stuff I got, which I was, other than more health, I'm sitting at 118 hit points.
Ooh, that's
which is
a lot of hit
great.
Points.
Yeah. I think I added my extra.
Level 10 also comes with an attribute bump to 4 attributes.
Mm-hmm. And
what
I put one
what
in
did
con.
You choose? What were the 4?
Let me pull that up and I'll tell you right meow.
Strength, con, wisdom, and charisma.
I put them in strength, con, wisdom, charisma.
That's what I said.
Did you look it up or did you just
I'm
know
I'm looking
it?
At it right now. Audit the crap out of you all the time.
I didn't want to... If I would have taken one more to dex before, then I might... Up to the last level 5 bump, then I might have put one in there to give me the bump to +5 in dex. But it just didn't pay out. So...
Sure.
It's fine.
You got to invest that at 5th level to
you
pay
have to,
it
like,
off
waste,
at 10th level.
You have to like waste something 5 levels earlier.
Yeah.
Which
gosh, would be so silly to do something like that, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends. If you were a strength-based character, that'd be great for me, because then I do more damage on each strike with the way my character's built. But the dex wasn't giving me any bonus.
Bonus to hit.
Well, by 1.
Yeah, by 1.
Yeah.
5 whole percent.
And you say that, but that doesn't help me.
Slides your
better.
Position on the old curb. Well, I tell you what. Are you done?
I think so.
Good.
That's all I got.
Luton, what did you do for your level up?
So I put in dex, con, intelligence, charisma.
And what happened to your charisma bonus? Because didn't you invest in that in level 5?
I did.
Sorry, Craig.
She could waste it. I couldn't.
plus five charisma.
Plus five, which is her primary spellcasting statistic.
So I'm at 116 hit points now. Kal-El is at 96. My spellcasting DC is now 29.
That's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Come on!
My AC is 28. Kal-El's AC is 28 after the bracers of armor, which I guess was Alex's idea. Canadian
so.
Alex.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
Ho-ho, bracers.
Those were 450 gold, but worth it, I think. And then class feats. On the druid side, I have overwhelming energy now. I can ignore up to 10 elemental damage resistance when casting.
Yeah.
Costs one extra action, though.
So like, if I have resistance 10 electricity...
You
and you
it.
Hit me with a lightning ball, you just ignore my resistance.
Yeah, I
cool.
ignore you.
Why even build characters?
On the sorcerer side, the greater bloodline, I now have Elemental Blast, which is a focus spell. For two actions, I can do 8d6 bludgeoning damage in a 10-foot radius, 30-foot cone, or 60-foot line.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
So now we have two of those.
We have two of those.
And hers is a focus spell.
We should like options.
Yeah. I think we need all the help we can get
at
here.
This point,
I don't think
it
you should
like
complain
it.
About
no,
it.
No, I'm just, you guys are four characters on your own. Jordan and Duval, it's been real.
So on the, for the spells, I took Lightning Storm.
Lightning Storm.
Three action cast, 120-foot range, 20-foot burst. I create a storm cloud, and then lightning bolts come out. 4d12 damage.
Okay, Raiden.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat fans. Anyway,
Yeah. Guy with the hat.
Yeah. Also, each round after that, for up to 1 minute, I can call down a single lightning bolt to hit any creature for one action.
What? Yes.
Yeah,
how long does
a,
that last?
It's a sustain ability.
Yeah.
So you can just keep.
Okay.
So it costs one action to concentrate to sustain it, and then one action to cast an
no,
extra bolt.
No, it's one action to sustain, and when you do, you cast the lightning bolt.
That's
the first spell is a three awesome. Action cast, right?
Hits everybody.
And then after that, I can just do one offs.
Yeah. I like that.
So when you're like,
that's
what do I
one.
Do with my last action?
Yeah.
Oh, you cast a lightning bolt on somebody.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
That's great.
All right. So that's a good opener. Anything else?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Wow. Well, so you guys wake up feeling a little bit.
Oh, I also took the shadow signet. Or did we decide
yes,
on that? Yeah.
You did. You bought
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
So I still need to read about that, but
what
I
is
now
that?
Have that.
What does that do? Does any.
I can tell
Let's
you.
Let's talk about it now. Let's pull it up and look at
this
it.
This obsidian ring. Allows you to partially warp your spells through the netherworld, allowing them to strike directly at your target's body. So as a free action, if your next action is to cast a spell that requires a spell attack roll against AC, you can choose Fortitude DC or Reflex DC and make your spell attack against that. And this goes for all targets if it's hitting multiple
wow.
targets.
So you can cast Blazing Bolt against my Fortitude DC now instead of having to hit my armor class?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorcerers, guys.
They're
magic.
They have items to make sorcerers even worse. Cool.
Or better, depending on which perspective.
I don't like it. Man, okay, wow. Well, congrats on the levels up. That's pretty awesome.
Because you're going to die.
Yeah. No, I think this is really high level play. Double digit play. A lot of people's campaigns never reach this point.
Mm.
And that's just the sad truth that we are experiencing in our home game. As it consistently gets canceled by our GM.
Oh, no.
Who can't save a calendar date to save his life.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, I said it.
How do you really feel about it?
I'm
salty.
Less than impressed. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, level 10 play is really high.
But are you fresh to death dressed to impress the rest?
No. I don't know what any of those words mean.
That's T-Pain.
The great philosopher.
Makes
if you had
sense.
Said it with autotune, you would have understood.
Yeah,
would
there you go.
That's what it takes?
Yeah.
Shoddy!
Wow. Well,
yeah.
The morning comes. Luton's got this new staff of power that you invest one druid spell slot in to give it up to 10 charges. Do you name your staff of heal Kairos?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Oh.
You've been replaced by a stick.
It's a poor replacement, but...
Is that what we're going to do?
He's the guy. He's the producer in the back.
He's been in it.
That's super stupid. That was my last one.
No.
That was my last one.
That was your first one.
No, it wasn't. I've been doing it the whole episode.
It was the third or fourth.
No, it was great. It was genius. That's the first one I actually. No. It's great. People on Discord love it.
That's what I read.
No.
Sorry, I'm done.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Thank you for being done.
How did I not see that?
You were stressed about me leaving.
I was
rolling.
I'm still sweating a little bit about it.
It was gone.
Congratulations on your contribution to this episode.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
I had to do something.
Ridiculous.
That just won us an
Emmy.
Doing
his job over here.
Moving on. What does Darnayru and Luton want to do now? What do Darnayru
want to do? Are we awake now?
I figure I woke up with a big old smile on my face, and then reality set in. I was like, oh, man. And then I remember everything that's been happened.
Was it a dream?
It was not a dream, and it's terrible. Everything is bad. So what Darnayru would just start packing up his stuff, getting ready to go, because we have to go. Like, we can't delay. We have to go to Martell.
Okay.
And start traveling and get on this boat.
Luton's just marveling at her new staff, crying.
It's very powerful. Like, twisted... twinned wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. Giving off a serious aura of magic.
Did Phoebe come back?
Phoebe, come back.
She does. She's back.
Okay.
She's at the Bullet and Barrel Saloon.
How did it go telling everybody, Phoebe?
Well, I put out the word like you requested. I talked to all the contacts that I had that I knew I could trust. And it's not a lot of notice, but I've told anybody who answers the call to head to Martell.
Perfect.
That's the best I can do, I'm afraid. I wish I had more.
Dude, if this ends up being like a endgame moment.
Oh, where every single so superhero cool. is on oh, the battlefield.
You mean not Star Wars Episode 9?
Are you referencing a Marvel movie?
No, I said Star Wars.
Avengers Endgame?
Episode,
oh, yeah.
Right? Oh.
Snooze okay, fest. We'll talk about that later.
Stop it.
Oh, my.
You're a strange man.
I am.
Have greatest movie ever.
You watch Matlock and you fell asleep during Endgame?
Follow my lead.
Yeah,
follow my lead. Listen. Got a pocket full of Werther's right now.
Follow it to where?
Huh?
Follow it to where? To the bed at 8 o'clock?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? 8 o'clock is my jam. After my pudding?
Right.
My pudding and pudding juice?
Cream of wheat? Eat that
put
cream
your
of wheat.
On.
Gotta watch my stories and go to bed early.
Bed.
Watch my picture stories.
That's good. You guys arrange travel via cart and horse to the town of Martell.
Yeah.
Or do you want to travel a different method?
No, I got
a dirty look
cart
from
cart and horse. It's funny.
Horse and cart. Did I put the cart before the horse?
You did.
Yeah.
Cart and horse. Is next before the horse.
My bad. You arrange travel via horse and cart, and you head to the town of Martell. And if I can turn your attention to the map, you will see Luton, Darnayru, and Kal-El outside of the bridge house.
So small.
Sad.
So there's not a lot of people. Alone.
Mighty. Huge.
It's like me in high school, all by myself.
Shumfollow 3 in it.
Oh my gosh. We are Shumfollow 3 in it.
You're not sure at all what's going on in here, so what do you want to do?
Is that a building?
It is a building. Can and I, it's a okay. it's a building on stilts over the top of the river.
Does it look like people are just chilling out here?
You're on a promenade that is on the cliff edge.
Uh-huh.
And it's a few hundred feet down to the river, about 300 feet down to the river below.
Where's the boat?
It has not arrived yet.
Okay.
It is early enough in the day. The gear smoke is expected to arrive mid to late afternoon, and you guys are getting there like late morning. So you have a couple hours, you suspect.
As we're approaching and checking this joint out, I would like to avoid notice, so using you can even secret roll these stealth things just to scout the joint and see what I see, but I don't want people to know that I'm
roll a stealth
around.
Check for me, as I have put you all in exploration mode for this activity.
Gosh, 23. I'm rolling so bad. I rolled a natty 3 and a natty 4 earlier.
What was that one?
23 total.
What was that roll?
Natty 3.
Natty 3?
Yeah. Ooh. Just terrible.
So Darnayru is snooping around, looking in some windows and such, trying to get a lay of the land, and... you can see inside of the facility, and you see that there's about 12 or so patrons inside. Seems to be a group of travelers. There's some luggage. That's what you see.
I should have been more specific. Around the building? Can I, like, move my character? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, of course.
Boom. I just want to see... oh, it's literally... oh, there we go. I just want to see if there's anything, like, hiding around the building.
Oh, no, you don't see anything hiding around the building.
Okay. And it's, like, a kind of like a restaurant bar thing inside? Or do they, you said there's some travelers with luggage, but does it look pretty safe and normal?
No, you see a wide variety of people. So there's some sort of adventuring group that all appear to be similarly dressed.
Okay.
And roll a Alkenstar lore check, or a Mana Wastes lore check.
26. I rolled a 96. Yeah, I way rather have yours. I blame my brother for giving me this die and saying, rolling it outside
of
combat.
He cursed it before giving it to you.
Put it in jail.
Thankfully, you do recognize this group.
Really?
Yes.
That's a miracle.
It was an easy task, so the DC was 25. The general DC now has gone up to 27 for level 10 tasks.
Wowza.
Oh, boy.
But it's not a level 10 task to identify these people. So there's two long tables sitting there, five folks that you recognize with your Alkenstar lore, as the Gun City Revelers.
Gun City Revelers.
Yes, the Gun City Revelers are a singing, dancing, and performing troupe. They do magic tricks, juggling shows, all manner of organized performance-type stuff.
Hip-hop breakdancing.
Yeah, they breakdance.
They're breakdance fighting.
Yeah, they're they all know capoeira. Yeah.
Brazil.
Parkour.
Who's this bearded man in the far side?
You do see there's a dwarf sitting alone at a table in the back with his back to the wall.
Lutin, do you still have your hat of disguise?
Yes, I do.
Perhaps we should try to not be noticed as we are.
Okay. I was thinking maybe I'll just throw on our, because I saw my hat of disguise. Maybe just disguise myself to look like some other regular bloke.
Okay.
Not they're famous.
Just a normal.
Just a normal. Just a
normal guy.
Like the
normal
plain,
Nairu.
The guy you just ignore in when you're walking through.
Snore like Nairu.
Snore Nairu?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Not Dar Nairu.
Snore Nairu.
Sitting at another round table on the opposite side of the bar from the Gun City Revelers is a pack of ne'er-do-wells. They all have a pretty rough look about them. There's five of them seated around a round table. And then seated right at the bar, there is a lizard folk man with his back to you guys, hunched over the bar. Lutin, do you go into the bar at all, or do you just let Darnayra do the scouting?
Yeah, Lutin sees the lizard man, and he looks very interesting.
Roll a religion check.
Okay. My religion is plus 16.
Better than mine.
At a 12, so.
You recognize the holy symbol of Gozray sewn into the back of this person's clothing.
It's a goes, homie.
It's this lizard man.
Lutin immediately goes over and approaches her fellow Gozray follower.
Her fellow Gozray follower?
Yeah.
All right.
And what I'm going to do, though, then I'm going to stand kind of... I'm not going to follow her all the way up
there.
Sure,
yeah,
I'm just going to make sure the crazy bad guy is in the corner.
Place yourselves.
Luton's a little bit reckless today.
She's
got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to stand in such a way that I could intervene if these five sketchy-looking dudes did anything, but I'm not going to look like I'm with Lutin.
You're only 5 feet away from them. Roll a perception check.
I switch dies and roll a natty four. 21. How's that for you?
Lutin, you roll a perception check. And Greg, please, play a lot better.
I'm trying. This is terrible. I switch dies, too. It was the Eye of Sauron die, so I should have known.
Yeah.
32.
That's an incredible high perception roll. As you're passing through this group of roguish-looking fellows, you notice that they all happen to have boarding passes conveniently located in their pockets.
Filthy little hobbitses.
The other thing you see on the wall, there next to that sort of shady-looking dwarf character in the corner, there's a sign on the wall that says, no boarding pass, no boarding, no exceptions. So you will...
Thievery.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
That's a thing.
So I'm there like 18 inches tall. No one's going to notice.
Yes, and your giant cat will also be super sneaky. Kal-El's,
who's going to stop him?
Kal-El's positioned just to the right of the door, like in the opposite corner of the bar from Lutin. And Gail, to give you a better idea of how big this bar is, it is 14 squares wide, which is 70 feet, big restaurant, 8 squares tall, with a couple of parapets that round out some windows for some seating. So there's 7 round tables and 2 long, like, benches. Group tables, benches. And then right in the center of the thing is a giant well that is 10 foot by 10 foot. And it's actually an elevator system that lowers down to what you assume would be a boat at the bottom. But it is glass bottomed, the thing is. And you can see that there is nothing there at the moment.
Totally thought that was a table. Glad you cleared that.
It's not a table.
Me.
It is the boarding apparatus in order to get on board.
It's like the moon door.
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I thought it was a clockwork mechanical bull.
Yeah.
So and the boat pulls up underneath the building.
Yes.
And then you go down.
Peter Baelish walks up.
That's pretty rad.
Peter Baelish.
That's a really cool setup.
Pushes Lysa Arryn out.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
From a really old show.
Yeah. I don't care about spoiling things that started in 2011. It's okay.
That is bananas.
I know, right? We got married in 2011.
Yes, we did.
That's crazy. Congratulations. Here's Game of Thrones. That was our gift from HBO. Thank you, HBO. Brittany just opened it.
Okay.
You wanted to talk to this fellow Gozrin who's seated at the bar. What do you say?
By the tides and tempest. Hello.
And what does he say back, Jordan?
Sneaky.
This lizard folk.
Very. You're a lizard?
Slender.
You're a lizard, Harry.
Slender yet muscular, 6 foot tall lizard folk. Doesn't turn to you, but his eyes shift over.
Like a chameleon?
Like a chameleon.
Or like more like a gecko?
Yeah.
What kind of lizard? Give us a vibe for this lizard.
Yeah, what's the vibe?
What does he look like?
So his face is more snake-like. It's very sharp, long snout. He has a mohawk frill on the top of his head.
Yes. I want to zoom in on this picture.
Yeah, please do. He's gray and blue scales. His frilled mohawk is like bright highlighter yellow and orange.
Yeah.
He has a very, very heavily spiked tail. And all he's wearing is simple robes, a gi.
Dope.
And some gauntlets.
He's Karate Man?
Oh, he's more than Karate Man.
And without turning to you, he says, "Did the waves bring you here?"
Actually, yes.
I thought we came by horse and cart, but yes.
Cart and horse, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, don't put the cart before the horse.
In the beginning, yes. I came by the waves. Where did you come from?
I have been looking for you.
Whoa.
The tempest spoke to me in my meditation, warned me of a great danger growing in the east. The wind guided me. Brought me here, told me to seek a warrior, a protector of the waves, with skin of radiant blue.
And he turns to you,
Luton.
Oh, he knew your name?
I am Luton. Wow.
How do you know your name?
What's his name?
I told you, the wind told me. Aren't you listening to all of my exposition?
Wow. Were you sent to assist us?
I live in service to the tide, in service to the tempest, whether by my life or death.
Ooh.
If I can protect you, I will.
You're here to protect me.
At the behest of Gozray.
What?
Like a bodyguard.
Gozray knows your name.
I have been told that your quest must succeed. I will ensure these lands are kept safe. And Gozeries will be done.
So metal.
Oh my gosh.
Am I hearing all this? Am I too far away to hear that?
You're right there.
I'm like 10 feet away.
I don't know. Roll a perception check.
Great. Get over a 5.
You roll from a 19 to a 3.
No,
yes.
You have no idea what's going on.
Your fourth die.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to keep this one, though. It just is what it is.
I think that you would have heard all of that. Yes.
My friend, what is your name?
My name is Ixil Throxos.
I'm sorry?
Ixil Throxos.
Ixil Throxos. First name, 2 syllables. IXIL.
Ixil.
And Throxos. Okay, I'll give him my best shot here. It's a THROK.
K, yes, K.
Z-O-S. Throxos.
How do
I do?
Gold star for you.
Hey.
Darn Iru, come over here.
There you go.
I hail from the monkey.
Shum follow
yes, thank
free.
You. Thank you, little man.
It's great to see you again, guys. It's been a minute since I had to spell a name.
Is this guy with you?
No.
Yes. I am the very best friend.
He is, though. He is our best friend.
I'm Ixil Throxos. I hail from the Mwangi. Whoa. I live in service to the storm and sky. I am the faithful watchman of the waves. I am the Fist of Gosray.
Whoa, the Fist of Gosray, bro? Wow. You're an appendage.
No, he said the Feast.
Oh, the Fist.
It's the Feast of Gosray.
The Feast. I said the Fist.
Oh, the Feast. The Fist. Yeah. No, Feast. That's what we said.
I punch you.
My name is Darnayru, and this could not be. I think Gosray must be looking out for us, because this could not have come at a better time.
The Tempest has perfect timing.
He's giving very, like, Werner Herzog vibes, you know.
Yeah.
Show me the child. I want to see the child.
You lost one Mwangan and you gained another.
Gained another Mwangan.
Mwangan.
Lost two.
Mwangan.
Do you have the Mwangai? The Marite guy?
Oh, he's the Marite guy.
Am I right, guy?
I don't know. Lost me.
Varg was from the Mwangan too. So y'all lost two. And gained one.
Wow.
Man.
Maybe we should go shopping in somewhere else on the planet for friends.
I know, right?
It's not good. If y'all got anybody from the land of Lenorn King?
I know, something.
We got a Viking. Can we get a Viking? Warrior, please?
That's funny.
That's great.
Ixil.
Yes.
Ixil. Are you imbued with any powers?
Technically, no.
I love them.
Just the Fist.
I wouldn't say just the Fist.
I mean, I don't want to be punched by him.
Hopefully I will be able to show you what my fists can do soon.
Okay.
Well, go punch that group of five guys down there.
Who wants some?
Dartnayer wants to try it out first.
Don't start this. Yeah, we don't want to. But we do need to...
I will fight when needed.
We do need to find a way onto this boat, and we need...
You will find I'm not as impulsive as your last comrade.
Who he doesn't know. Oh my gosh.
Metagame. Maybe the Tempest told him.
Yeah, the Tempest.
Tempest spilled all
their
the tea.
Last yeah, the character is... was impulsive.
And
impulsive,
he died. Impulsive.
Don't be like him.
Makes sense.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, welcome.
He was a real jerk.
Tempest, you're here.
Yes. Hello. This is one part of Gosray speaking. Go help the blue chick. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay. This is cool. I'm excited to see this dude in combat.
Ixil Throxos.
Ixil, welcome to the Shumfalo 3-4.
3 plus 1? He's in an evaluation period.
Yeah, you got 90 days.
Yeah, only a probationary period. 90-day
probation.
Yeah.
If you live past 90 days,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
You've
been in Alvinstar yeah. for 90 days.
Is there a signing bonus?
They're still checking references.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
I see.
Wow.
He's cool looking.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out a lot more about him in the next episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
I did not expect that to end.
Go look at our artwork.
That's right, Thunder Buddies. Go to Discord, go to Twitter, go to Instagram, and you can see some fresh Ollie Bomb artwork for Ixil Throxos.
I prefer to call it heartwork.
Yeah, it is heartwork. It's a labor of love.
Yeah, you know.
But if you want to see what this awesome lizard folk looks like,
you can
go to all of our, and our website, of course, diceofthunder.com in the Ollie Bomb art section.
And tell your friends.
That's right.
The Ollie Bomb, so cool.
Ollie Bomb, thank you for bringing my character to life. You never, ever let us down.
That's right.
That's true.
But Jordan does when he rolls bad.
Hey, you know what? He passed that on to Greg.
Deserter.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, ouch.
Family first.
I'm going to roll.
Bye.
Bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.